Thank you for being with us again today here at the CGMAP Prayer Line. Today we want to talk about the measure of His love, talking about the seven aspects of the blood of Jesus and our testifying personally to Satan as to what the Word says the blood has done for us. Yesterday we talked about the complete sacrifice and the seven times that the priests dipped blood at the mercy seat and how important that was. And you know something? John Chrysostom, the great church father of years gone by, in the early church, as the church was just having its beginnings, said that showing mercy was the closest we would ever become like God. And so as we look at the blood of Jesus and we consider what Christ has done for us, we should think about that, that the closest we will ever become like God is in showing mercy as He showed mercy for us. On the Day of Atonement, the blood of the sacrifices had to be sprinkled seven times before God, Leviticus 16, verse 14. We see this regulation exactly fulfilled in the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross in the New Testament. There are seven things in particular that take place during the trial of the crucifixion. First, His sweat became blood. Second, the Roman soldiers struck Him in the face with their fists and with rods. Third, they flogged Him with a Roman scourge. Fourth, His beard was pulled out. Fifth, thorns were pressed deep into His scalp. Sixth, His hands and feet were pierced with nails. Seventh, His side was pierced with a spear. Seven times blood. Seven times it came forth from His body. Just like the mercy seat and how the mercy seat had blood applied seven times. Here, at the perfect sacrifice that was being made, that which God gave of Himself, seven times blood was spilled. That is the measure of Christ's love. It cost Him literally all He had. He did not simply give up His glory, His throne, and His majesty as God. He did not simply give up His earthly possessions as a man on earth. He gave of Himself completely, without reservation. It was His own life that He poured out in His blood as a redemptive price for you and I. Think about that staggering reality and know that it is the measure of God's love that has been extended to you and me today. Extravagant love. Love beyond what normal love shares. You know, you might be rejected at times, but Jesus was rejected at the cross. He was forgotten. He was abandoned, but He kept on loving. He kept on pursuing the purpose, the objective of His coming here to earth, and that was to show a perfect example and to be the perfect sacrifice. To show a perfect example and to be a perfect sacrifice. And in so doing, laying the groundwork so that His program would be implemented and put in place, and His apostles, after the power of the resurrection and the day of Pentecost, would be empowered to continue and to propel forth and minister this gospel of the good news that He started to teach and preach about, to give people hope and good news. And the church has expanded and grown immensely because of the selfless love of many men and women who have given up themselves for the cause of Christ as they looked at the example of Jesus' ultimate love and sacrifice, His extravagant love. Let us pray. Thank You, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that He gave all He had, poured out His life completely, so that I may be free from sin. I testify to Satan personally as to what the blood has done for me. His word tells me it's redeemed me, it's cleansed me, it's justified me, it's set me apart, it's helped me to become the temple of God. It has given you, Satan, no place in me, no power over me. The blood of Jesus has completely given me hope and victory through His grace that's been extended through Calvary. Thank You, Lord, for Your extravagant love. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray that this message blessed you. I mean, it was blessing me even as I considered it and wanted to extend it in this time of our devotion time. And I believe that the Lord is still touching my heart in a very special way, because this message really had impacted me when I considered what Jesus went through at the crucifixion. Many years ago, when I was a young Christian, I remember hearing a tape that my pastor gave me, preached by Dr. R.P. Klepper, considering what Jesus went through at the cross. And all the aspects, the crown on his head, the spear and everything. And as I looked at it and considered it, I said, wow, what love, what depth. And so the next Sunday when I was asked to sing at church and we sang the song, The Old Rugged Cross, I was leading song service, and I'll never forget, I couldn't even stand. I couldn't even stand in the presence of God because of what I knew he had done for me, what he had done for each and every one of us. And that message and what Christ had exemplified through his extravagant love that made such a difference for you and me. He loves you. He loves me. And he's still loving us today. If you need to reach us at Covenant of Grace Ministry, please call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. I pray that the Word of God has been a blessing to you, and I pray that this week God will bless you in a tremendous way in his precious name. God bless you in Jesus' name.